So what's up, everyone? Wanted to share what I'm up to. I'm putting this content on two different stations. So obviously you're on Sales Culture Anchor Station here. So I'm going to also repurpose it and put it on the Joe Lemon Experience podcast. And I'm putting the Joe Lemon Experience information on LinkedIn because I want to see if I can get some, you know, engagement through there. I have a decent amount of followers, but I want to see people are actually clicking through and listening to the podcast. And I'm going to put Sales Culture on Facebook. So that's where most of my followers, I guess, live for Sales Culture is on Facebook. So I'm going to split up the content, exact same stuff, but just want to see how it kind of resonates and where people really gravitate towards it. So with that, let's get into it. What's up, everyone? I'm Joe Lemon. Thank you so much for dropping in on my anchor station. And it's about 5 a.m. here in Denver, and I want to kind of share some of the things that I'm up to. It's like a quick morning rant. I got a busy day. I jam-packed my schedule to not even have too much time to even breathe or work out. But I did carve out at least 5 minutes so I can get this podcast off. And I got in town yesterday, and I went down to Colorado Springs, and it's funny how relationships evolve. What's cool is I've been working with this one client, and when I first got in town, decided to link up with him. He was in a really high up position. Not gonna say where he was, but he was in a really good position. Had a lot of pull at his previous employer, and he got fired basically. So after he got fired, he's like in transition, looking for some other work. So he's doing some contract work, and I was like, well, I'm in town, man. I still would love to link up and hang out with you and just kind of catch up, and because we definitely formed a good relationship over time. So I'm coming in with zero business expectations, right? Like there's nothing here, because I'm like, yeah, he left his previous place where he had a lot of pull. Not sure what he's up to now, but zero expectation. And I got to tell you, man, it's really interesting what happens when you kind of like just drop any of your judgment about what you're looking for from people. And so long story short, man, this guy's super connected. Man, he was able to plug me with a couple people immediately. And it was just great that I was able to link up with someone for one and just have a good time without really expecting anything. But then he started just throwing all this stuff at me and throwing contacts away. So I thought that was a great start. And it's just funny how sometimes you can go into a relationship with no expectations. And man, is that some of the best, man, you get some of the best results out of that. Like, and that's just in life. Like, for instance, I was with my wife this past weekend, and we were out, and I was like, all right, we're going to go to Costco. Costco is normally a horrible experience for me, especially in LA, because it's always overcrowded. I mean, it feels like you're in some crazy market. People run into you with carts. And I'm like, yo, babe, this is going to be a horrible experience. Let's just lower our expectations. We're going to have a horrible time in here. And I can almost guarantee that nothing good is going to happen. We aren't going to find what we're looking for. And it's going to take way too long. So let's go in with that. Went in there. And it was easy. Found everything we're looking for. It wasn't that crowded. Got in and out. So I'm just saying to say that, it's cool when you lower your expectations at times and see how things play out. You don't put all this pressure on yourself to have to perform or really get some certain amount of outcome out of any one given situation, knowing that it's going to be what you do over time that's really going to pay off. So it has to have that compound effect to really see what you're looking for. But I wanted to talk about a little bit what my Denver trip looks like, because normally when I go out to cities, we've been working with an inside sales team to help me get meetings. So they'll do their calls, they'll go around doing email blasts. And, the outcomes, man, you just don't get the same responses out of those anymore. So I was like, let me try something different. I'm going to come out to the city. Of course, I'm still going to do the calls. I'm still going to have them do the emails, get some meetings set up for me. But instead, what I did on my part to try to add another layer to it is I did some Instagram DMs and was able to make some pretty cool connections. And then I was like, invite people out to do a podcast with me. So there's certain cities where there's some really good podcast studios, easy to get into, really good rates. Denver has one, the House of Pod. So big shout out to those guys for always, let me get in there last minute. And so I was like, look, just want to come out and network. No expectations. They're in my industry, but I'm not trying to sell to them, directly. If they want to buy, of course, I'm not going to stop that. But like, honestly, it's about really networking. So I'm trying to challenge myself to look at how we do sales and how I go about trying to get business in a different way. So it's not always directly correlated to, you know, that straight line approach, which I think is still needed. I'm not trying to get away from, you know, having the meeting, doing the pitch, going through the evaluations, my like normal steps that I go about to closing business. But instead, trying to feel my way around in the dark here and see if there's some more effective or efficient ways without being that guy who's just kind of running through a lot of different contacts. So I just want to say all that to say that I'm slowing down, even though it's 5 o'clock in the morning, getting this off. I got some other things lined up. I got to go work out this morning. So, you know, I wanted to say what's up on Anchor. And Anchor looks good, man. I haven't been on here in a while and recorded anything directly. So this is good to see the Anchor's evolving this platform. So, you know, but I would love to hear from you guys. Love to know how you guys are going about building business. I want to see if anybody else is using this podcast guesting format where you reach out to people that are in your industry and just try to network with them. Are you guys doing any of that? We'd love to kind of hear from you and just kind of know if that's a play for you guys, or if you guys are doing, you know, if you guys are keeping it strict with the cold calls and the emails and you know, just would love to know how you guys are getting in front of people, because I think it's constantly changing and I'm constantly trying to keep my hand on the pulse of how that goes. So anyway, hit me up at Joe Alex Lemon. This went a little bit long. Look like I'm going to be over 5 minutes, but I'm out. LinkedIn's the best place to find me as well these days. I would love to connect with more people on LinkedIn. I want to get to over 5,000 contacts. I'm getting close. So if you're on LinkedIn, please connect with me. You know, hit me up on Twitter, Joe Alex Lemon. Until next time, you guys be phenomenal.
Struggling to connect with buyers in an overcrowded, noisy sales landscape? Today's buyers want more than a spray and pray email blast. Launch a podcast and collaborate on content with people that matter most in your industry. Learn more at salesculture.work.